100 other ways that it gets experienced by different people and different personalities. And people, in the sincerity of their seeking, say, I want God, I want truth, I want clarity. I want to know what I'm supposed to do in this life. But they're ignoring the inner knowing that they already know. Somehow they even know that they know the answer, and they literally choose to stay obscure about it, to not be clear about it, to not tune in, because tuning in means you may have to do it. Tuning in means you may actually listen to the truth, and it may change something. It may demand something. And who knows what that could be? Better stay safe and not get too risky about this inner knowing stuff. Who knows? I could be deluding myself. Who knows? I could fool myself. Why take a chance? Well, only if truth is what you want. If you're saying to yourself, I'm looking for truth, I'm looking for reality, I'm seeking the divine, then you're going to have to be as willing as you can possibly be to listen to your own heart, to trust and act on your own knowing, whatever form that knowing comes to you in, and whatever its felt sense means. If you experiment with it, you'll see that it's not as dangerous as you might have thought. And I'm not even saying that many of you, if not most of you, haven't already done that. Perhaps you have. I'm saying do it more. Go further. Be more risky. Try harder to access what you already know and actually use it, actually live it. You're already living in it, whether you recognize it or not. It's not that the truth is in you, it's that you're in the truth. You're sitting in it. But it's known from inside. Just like you need ears to hear, the organ of recognizing the truth is from the inside. It's your whole being inside. It doesn't come from the outside. The hearing comes from the inside, just like hearing these words comes from the inside of your ears. That's not esoteric understanding, that's just common sense. Of course it has to be that way. But are you taking it seriously? Saying, okay, let's see what I really know and what my heart really says, and then actually considering what to do about it. Most of us aren't doing that. Most of us are running around complaining why we're not more clear. Why can't I get the answers? Why doesn't God speak to me? Hello? All right, that's enough out of me. Comments, thoughts, questions?